Blog Talk Radio.
You're getting stoned to Setting the Tone Radio.
Look, I get it in, I'm a home man. All the ladies see flying, they don't really want to leave them alone. I never follow the crowd, I'm setting my own trends. Baby girl, I'm setting the tone. I'm a trendsetter, 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 ha. I'm a trendsetter, 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 trendsetter.
We back at you at the same black time, the same black channel. The STP Studio. I want to say thank y'all for tuning in to I'm, of course, your co-host, Big Dizzy. And joining with me today is the beauty, the vibrator, the gorgeous, smile that the wrong future. How you doing, baby girl?
I'm good. How are you, Izzy?
I'm a little bit better now. A little bit.
You, a little bit better? Why weren't you good from job?
It's been a rough weekend, man.
Yeah.
It's been a rough weekend.
What happened?
What didn't happen?
That is the question. Would you like to share with me and the people of Radio Land the involvement of your weekend?
Well, we'll get to this a little bit later on, but I'll just say that, you know, it's tough trying to date single parents. But we'll talk about that a little bit later. I got a little story to share with y'all.
Okay. All right. Definitely looking forward to that.
Well, what's going on? How was your weekend?
My weekend was good. My sister's birthday was Tuesday, so we went out this past weekend, and we had a good time. We had a real good time. A few of the fam and friends came out this weekend as well and joined us. So we were out in the streets Thursday night, Friday night. So we had
tearing
a good time. You said what?
Because you was out there tearing up them Atlanta streets.
Tearing up the streets, all up in the streets, just tearing them up.
That's what's up. You bagged something?
Did I bag something?
Yeah, you bagged something?
Nah, I didn't bag anything.
No game. Nah, no hoes.
No, I didn't get. I don't want any hoes.
Yeah, man. It's good weather though, man. I'm real happy to be. You know, so good to be joined. Whether that's, you know, 70s, 80s. You know, finally get a chance to get out there, you know, throw a pair of shorts on, walk around a little bit.
It is very good weather.
What's
down
it like down
here in Atlanta?
There?
Yeah, we had some rain this past week, but it's cleared up, and now we got some nice bright sunshine. So it is good weather.
Yeah, we want to go ahead and say shout out to our other founder and creator of Setting the Tone Radio, the Evil Dictator, Tone. You know what I'm saying? He's small, but he is mighty. I've never met a dude four foot five in my life, you know, with such a commanding presence. So, you know what I'm saying? Micro mini pimp, you know what I'm saying? With your sippy cup, you know what I'm saying? Put your Similac in the air, man, and toast to you, player.
Okay, so we're like in the air, a little talk with the Similac. All right.
You know, to our other co-host, okay. The Monk, with his cue ball head. You know, hey, brother, we miss you too, man. He's got a couple of other engagements, so he couldn't make it on, but it doesn't matter. It's me and Brown Skin. I got it all to myself today.
You ready to put on a great show?
Always. Best damn show on radio, man.
Indeed, indeed. So today, if most people didn't know or didn't remember, today is National Cancer Day. You know, October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And today is National Cancer Survivors Day. So I'm pretty sure, you know, there are a lot of people out there celebrating this day for surviving and beating the odds against cancer. Now, back in October when we had Breast Cancer Awareness Month, we had a guest come on the show, and she shared a little bit about her story. So what we want to do for you all is play a little clip by Tracy Allen. She, again, is a breast cancer survivor, and we'll talk about it on the other side.
Hello, my name is Tracy Allen, and I am a 2-year breast cancer survivor. In March 2012, I was diagnosed with stage 3B breast cancer in my right breast. It's the day my world stood still. Here it is, 2014, and in December, I have one major surgery, and then I can hopefully look forward to a breast cancer-free 2015.
So that was Tracy's story. We hope that she is well on her way to her recovery and being totally cancer-free here in 2015. Now, if anyone needs information, there is a website, National Cancer Survivors Day. That website is www.ncsg.org. And again, that website is www.ncsg.org. Of course, there you can donate. You can purchase merchandise with the National Cancer Survivors Day logo, get some information as to what's going on and the events that they have coming up, and that kind of thing. So, again, today is National Cancer Survivors Day.
Yeah, and also that the NBA had did something on Stuart Scott because he had passed away. Last year a little bit, I guess maybe like a week or two shortly before today, I was fighting a long time with cancer. There was just like several people in my life who I've known of who just, you know, ultimately, I guess, succumbed to it. And it's, you know, it's a real, real serious disease. So, you know, people go ahead and make sure that they're doing everything, you know, as proactively as they can to make sure that they're, you know, not being diagnosed. I know, like, for black men especially, they're saying, like, one of the leading causes is, like, colon cancer.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, yeah, it's real, real. It's, you know, because, you know, just, like, diet and, like, eating habits. You know, so the last time I went to the doctors, actually, I had them, you know, check not colon cancer. I think it's prostate cancer. I don't check my prostate. Mm-hmm. That was, oh, God. That was, nothing I want to do twice.
I bet.
Oh, it's terrible. I felt so violated.
Did you?
Yeah. Some, you know, nondescript 5'3" Indian woman. Okay, Mrs. Sears, I'm going to check your prostate. Just pull your pants down and bend over. I'm like, what? That's how it goes? Like, you just can't press on my stomach or something? Or?
They really got to find out what's going on.
Man, listen. She grabbed the lube and gloves, and I was like, oh, shit. You know.
Oh, Lord, my birthday.
But, hey, my prostate is cool, so I'm grateful for that. So for the little 6-7 seconds of uncomfortability, I think it was kind of long, too, that 6 seconds. It felt like 3 or 4 minutes.
I'm sure it did.
Oh, God.
I am sure it did.
Listen, man, if you're 35, man, 35 or older, make sure you go get your prostate checked. It's very uncomfortable. It's not nothing, like I said, you're going to want to do. But we got to be around, man, to raise, you know what I'm saying, these kids. We got to be around for our community. So, you know, do what you got to do, Blake, man. See what's up about your health.
There you go. Again, National Cancer Survivors Day.
Is anything that you have to check or...
You said what?
I said, is breast cancer like an annual thing that you have to check, or is it like every 2 months, or like how does that work?
Well, they suggest, you said breast cancer, right?
Yes.
Well, they suggest that women start getting their mammograms once they turn 40. But for women, sometimes, if there's an area of concern or if there's an issue that seems to be of concern prior to the age of 40, they definitely will send you to get a mammogram at any time. But typically, women start getting the mammograms at the age of 40 to check for breast cancer.
Yeah, it's almost time for you, cool chick.
It is almost time. You're right. I do have a few more years. I have gotten a mammogram before, though, but all was well.
Did it hurt? What did it do?
So when I hit, you said, did it hurt?
Yeah, like what do they do? What is a mammogram like for women? Is it uncomfortable like prostate cancer is like for men, like that checkup?
Well, I don't really know what prostate checkup feels like, but I will say getting a mammogram is a...
Let me tell you. Radio Land. So, like you said, this 5'3" Indian doctor bent me over in the office, man. That's my book, man. I was like, whoa, wait. You know what I'm saying? Because I went, like with my sister or whatever. So I'm like, hey, I got to go to the doctor today. I wasn't, she was like, all right, I'll drive you, to school, it's no problem. So, we go in there and she's with me and I'm like, hey, just listen. Because I don't want to hear something she's not necessarily saying. So, I get a little bit nervous and anxious when I go to the doctors or whatever. So, I'm going there and she's sitting in there with me. So then when it comes to this part of the exam, she's like, yeah, I need you to stand up and do this. And my sister gets up to go to leave the room, but, not before I have a couple objections. And I'm like, well, damn, lady, is this how you feel? Is this how you're living your life? You just tell me to stand up and just bend over? You ain't, you don't really know me all that well, She was like, well, it's just, what we got to do. So my sister rolled out, and, yeah, she grabbed that rubber. Oh, God, I felt so violated.
Well, I don't think ours is as vile. It has such a feeling as a violation. And plus, in most cases, obviously not all cases, but in most cases, at least when I got my mammogram, there was a female doctor in the room. So, that makes you feel a little bit more comfortable when you have the same sex kind of, doing a procedure with you. You know what I mean? Although, I don't know. You may not have wanted a male at the time checking your prostate, now would you have?
No. But it's like what the hell is the difference? It ain't like either way, what I'm saying? Oh, thank God
there's a
booty like that's nasty, man. Like, oh God, Jesus. They gotta find a better way, man. They gotta find a better way.
This is 2015, I'm pretty sure that is the absolute best way for now.
No, it's got to be something else, man. It's got to be.
Okay.
They're making. You can walk on the moon. I mean, you can't figure out if I got prostate cancer other than this. This is like the old fashioned way. There's some test somewhere.
Well, maybe you can head that movement of finding another less objectified way to determine whether or not you have prostate cancer or not.
Hell, I ain't neither. I ain't digging in nobody's booty with no glove.
See? But right now, that's the process. Right now, that's what they have to do. Maybe we'll revisit this in the next 5 years and see if the method has changed. But
Not me. If I got it, I'm just going to have it. There ain't going to be no round two.
Oh, Lord, have mercy. Well, I would say our process does not seem to, it's uncomfortable, but it's not, there's no digging going on.
Right, yeah, see, it's,
but
yeah.
It's a bit uncomfortable. What's that?
Is it different for y'all when y'all get a pap smear and lay back in them stirrups and all that?
Oh, yeah, that's uncomfortable. Listen, we don't need to get all into all deep into the Lord have mercy. Now we're taking this topic to
Yeah.
I don't even know.
Well, call me. Let us know. Do you like your job? Are you tired of looking at the box all day? We want to know.
Inquiring minds want to know. But, you know, we got to stay on top and make sure we get our health checked and make sure we stay on top of doctor's appointments. I think, sometimes when we get older, we kind of push it off like, oh, I'm busy or, oh, I don't have time and things like that. But, you know, that's definitely the time to make sure we stay on top of doctor's appointment and, you know, not feel too prideful if we need to go to the doctor because it could be something bigger or it could be nothing at all. But, you know, to just have that comfort and knowing what it is either way so that you can take the proper care and get the proper treatment.
Word, definitely. I support it.
Yeah. Now, I know you mentioned earlier, why did his name slip my mind? The basketball commentator.
Oh, because they keep talking about this guy, LeBron James, like he's the best player since sliced bread. And, you know, they
LeBron will be on the screen again tonight. LeBron will have the attention of many, many, many people this evening as the Cavs take on the Golden State Warriors in game two of the NBA Finals. The first game went into overtime with Golden State winning and beating out the Cleveland Cavaliers. Now, Kyrie Irving, who plays for the Cavaliers, he got injured in game one, and he is out for the remainder of the finals. So a lot of people are wondering if LeBron is going to be able to keep this up and hold this down by himself to give the Cavs a win for the finals. I don't know. I'm kind of feeling like with Kyrie Irving now, this definitely gives the Golden State Warriors in the upper hand, I think. You know, with game one going in overtime off the rip, it's like it just set the tone for the finals. So game two is tonight. They're playing at Golden State. The Golden State Warriors against the Cleveland Cavaliers. LeBron James against Stephen Curry. What's that?
Cool chick. Did you watch the first game?
I did. Absolutely, I did. And I'm going to be watching the second game as well.
Now, I'm going to tell you what I saw. First of all, I think the teams were evenly matched as long as Kyrie Irving was in the game. Because I think for the first and second quarter, I think he played great, like, off-ball defense on Kyrie, who didn't really have a chance to go ahead and he didn't really get a chance to go ahead and even touch the ball, more or less shoot much, without having his shots contested. Mm-hmm. And then there was the big white guy, the Russian guy for Cleveland. Oh, he was getting his money, dunking on everybody. And I think they did it with Thompson, you know what I'm saying, with offensive and defensive rebounds, you know, to go ahead and give them a lot of, like, second-chance opportunities. And I think LeBron played well.
Mm-hmm.
With Kyrie Irving being out, I think it just puts this game in a whole other perspective because the Splash Brothers, they can flat out just shoot the ball. And
right.
I think that Barbosa, and once LeBron went to the bench, I think that, Golden State's team just played a better game of basketball to help bring them back, you know, in the game. And I don't think that with Kyrie Irving, you know, going out, that it helps what Cleveland's trying to accomplish at all.
Right.
I think, like, so there was a play, I'm not sure if it was the second or third quarter, where Curry got the ball and he beat him on the baseline, and he came and spunked off him and came to the baseline, and then Kyrie Irving recovered, and then he blocked the ball. Like, this play showed so much hustle, and it really, really helped. But now, like, what are they going to, like, who's going to check him? Because J.R. Smith, I think, made, like, garbage. And I don't think that the Russian guy is going to get them, like, another 16, 17 points. So I don't, you know, I'm just looking at it like, all right, he had a great game. But if he doesn't get 25 points now, if Thompson doesn't continue to do, you know, such a great job, you know, like I said, on the offensive and defensive boards, what are y'all going to do? LeBron put up 44, and y'all didn't win. So now we're going to be without Kyrie being there, or you're going to have to go ahead and get, you know, for the next five games, 25 from J.R. Smith. I do not see it.
And then, like, you know, Shumpert was, he was like a non-factor. So, all right, what are y'all going to do?
I mean, it's crazy for Kyrie Irving to go out for the in the first game. I mean, for everybody that's out there listening, he had to get surgery to repair a broken kneecap. That's crazy. He got a broken kneecap in game one. But, I mean, for him to get out and get injured like that in game one, that's just, like, crazy. But, I mean, it's basketball. You know, it's a sport. You know, it's basketball. It's physical. You know, and obviously right now with the finals, everybody is going hard. Every player is going hard. They want this win on both sides. So I'm definitely I'm be excited to see game two tonight. Again, game two is tonight at 8:00, and it's the NBA Finals. I love it. I'm so excited.
Who do you got? What do you think?
You know what? Honestly, I think LeBron is an awesome player. I think he is an absolutely great player. But a part of me really wants Curry to win. I feel like LeBron has proven himself. And, you know, I mean, being a great player, I do think that you deserve the awards that come with that, absolutely, without question. And I think it would be, in the sense, it would be kind of awesome if, you know, the season that he goes back to Cleveland, that they win the finals. However, I kind of want to go for the underdog. I mean, I don't even know if people consider Stephen Curry and the Warriors the underdogs. But you know how people speak of LeBron James, and again, he's an absolutely great player. But I wouldn't mind seeing that. You know, the shine go to somebody else for a little bit. Not to say I'm hating on LeBron. I just kind of want to see, you know, the love go somewhere else. And I think that Stephen Curry is a great player. I think the Golden State Warriors have worked very hard this season, and I think they can do it. So I'm gonna go for Golden State.
Yeah, shout out to
you.
Them.
Who you got?
Listen, man. That boy Stephen Curry is a nut with that basketball. Yeah. You understand what I'm trying to tell you? I was watching something, you know who like E.T. the Hip Hop Preacher is? I was watching something that he had on YouTube, and he was just talking about like God given talent, and then on top of that, like just a drive, a burning desire to go ahead and prepare to let your talent speak for itself and be able to execute when you know it meets the right, you know, the right situation and timing. So mm-hmm. I remember when showing like they were down in like the last playoff game, and it was like they were down like, I don't know, like 34 points or 30 points or something. And they were like, oh my God, everybody in the stands, people were leaving early. Oh my God, what are we gonna do? We're gonna lose this game, we're not gonna make it. And they were like, everybody on Golden State was totally calm and they were perfectly fine because they knew who they had, you know, with them. And they were like, Stephen Curry in warm-ups before the game hit 77 three-pointers in a row.
Right.
If you can hit 77 three-pointers in a practice, that's
right.
Phenomenal. If you can hit 10 three-pointers in a practice, that's phenomenal.
Right.
10, pretty good. 20 is, like, really good. 30 is great. 40, like, 77 in a row?
Right.
Like what do you, like, this dude was unconscious. So then they showed it, and I was like, all right, you know, they said Davis had came over to block one of his shots when he got the ball back and he was over in the corner. They said somebody else was trying to go ahead and block the shot, you know, and they just showed, like, two people, like, all over him and another person rushing over to go ahead and try to defend the shot, and the dude wouldn't shot the ball with his damn eyes closed and made it. And I'm like, this dude is unconscious. Like, you cannot stop him. And I think that, like I said, with Irvin playing so good of off the ball defense, it's gonna go ahead and, you know, said help Cleveland for what they were trying to do. But like, I think if Curry gets more touches and he gets more shots, this is gonna be a bad, bad situation for Cleveland. And I don't see them coming out with this. I give it to Golden State. I was going to say maybe 4-2 if Irvin would have been healthy, but I like I said, I would have said 2 or 3 games he would have been out of there because of his, you know, his injury struggles. I said Golden State's going to wrap this thing up, man, 4-1.
4-1.
Cleveland, y'all out of there.
What's up? Good stuff. Well, on that note, I mean, again, the game starts in, what, 30 minutes? So we are going to find out who is going to win, who's going to be on top, who's hungry, who wants it. It's going to be a great game, number 2. What we're going to do right now is take a little break. And then we'll
Game one of the NBA Finals, and it was wild. Cavs with time on the clock to win. Closing seconds. It's with LeBron. No. Misses the fadeaway. Iman Shumpert, no. So we're going to overtime. So close from Shumpert. LeBron pumped in 44 points in this game. We're going to overtime, and Golden State, oh, they owned overtime. Kyrie Irving loses his footing, stays on the floor. Very concerning there. J.R. Smith, no. Harrison Barnes in the corner. Golden State outscored Cleveland 10-2 in overtime. And Golden State defeats Cleveland in game one, 108-100. Kyrie Irving out with a knee injury in the final overtime session.
For me, Mr. Good Stuff, Mrs. Good Stuffin', good loving. Watch me pull up till I pour something on a full stomach. Take her out to eat like I'm hungry. If you're hungry, popping it off, then dropping it off, then tapping it off with a mic on the jar and a smack on the ass. And I call me tomorrow and I walk to the door and I'm honking a horn. Got mine to call in my playlist and she on my playlist. But since I got a situation, I use imagination. Alright,
baby, 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 baby. Don't you be no one to blame me for my baby. Like I can give my heart and all my time.
Everybody, welcome back to WSET Radio on this Sunday. That was Lil Wayne and Monica, Just Right For Me. I like that song. It's a pretty, it's a little body mover. Big Izzy, you there?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm here. I'm with you. That was a nice
song. At the beginning of the...
So that was a nice little song. I like that.
It was a nice little song. So at the beginning of the show, you were talking about your weekend and and you said you had a story to tell us later in the show about dating.
I'm going to scratch the story. I don't want to, because the person I'm talking about, they're going to know it's about them. They're going to feel some type of way. I'm just going to say that it takes an extreme amount of patience to go ahead and date single parents, an extreme amount of patience. I understand that when you're dating people who have children, you have to, number one, manage your expectations. Like, it's not like they just wake up in the morning and they have the whole day off. Like, people have kids, they have responsibilities, back and forth. Like, I get it. It's like a tough job, you know, because you, number one, have to balance, you know, you're raising a child, a whole other person, which is a huge undertaking in and of itself. But the other thing is just like, you know, on top of managing work and school, I guess my thing is, as a single man, is just like, don't set me up for something that you can't necessarily provide, I guess, right? Because when it comes to, like, time and devoting time to relationship, like, relationships, they take time to build. Like, it doesn't, this just doesn't happen overnight.
Correct.
So it's just like, you know, dating, like, you know, single parents. It's just like, you know, oh, I'm busy doing this, I'm busy doing that. And I'm like, well, what did you want me to have your number for?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
To yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So it just, it takes an extreme amount of patience. Like, I'm almost, like, at my wit's end because I'm starting to, you know.
Now, do you think that it is too much of a, what do you think of the chances in you being someone who doesn't have kids and has never been married before, meeting someone with that same status, never been married and never, and doesn't have any kids, but wants that because you want to get married and you want to have kids one day, right?
Yes.
So what do you think are the chances of you meeting someone in the same situation, the same status as you?
The chances, you know what, here's the reality. I'm looking at it and I'm like, yo, if I say women with no kids at my age, at 35, I'm cutting off, like, I would say, like, 65% of the dating pool.
Is that a bad thing?
Hell yeah. It's a numbers game.
I don't want you to give up on the hope. I don't want you to just say, oh, I'm done. I'm walking on, you know, a very thin line here. Like, there's still hope. There's still a possibility out there. I think, I mean, because you and I are in the same bracket. Never been married, don't have any kids, but we want to get married and we want to have kids. I am holding on to hope that there is one guy out there who shares that with me. One. All I need is one. I don't need the whole 35%. I need one.
Cool chick. How you doing?
Yes. What did you say?
Like, it's all right. So it's like, all right, I go and it's just like, you know, you call. And it's just like, oh, well, I got school. And it's just like, all right. And it's just like, oh, well, I got work. And it's just like, all right, cool. Oh, I got to do this for my child. All right, cool. But I think what bothers me the most is there are single women who don't have the support structure from the fathers. So it's just like, what can be done at that point when you have to do everything?
Right.
Like, doesn't the father have the responsibility to go ahead and see his child, like, more than, like, 3 hours during the week?
He does, but that, of course, that's not the reality in most people's lives. Like, he absolutely does, and you would think that there will be more men out there who want to be more involved or just, you know, but speaking from the perspective of not being in that situation, it's kind of hard to really talk about it from an educated perspective. But I feel like there's circumstances in a lot of situations. You know, there are, sometimes you hear stories about men out there who want to see their kids and who want to be more involved in their lives, but the mother of the child is not allowing them to do that. You know, they may block them off. They may move away for whatever reason, not giving him any kind of contact, you know what I mean, or giving him any kind of number. So, you know, people often tell stories about how the women make it hard as well. You know, it's not always the men saying who are running away from the situation also, you know?
Right. Well, it's just, it's, like I said, it's difficult because it takes an extreme amount of patience because I'm looking at it and I'm just like, you know, all right, I can understand being patient, but I'm like, yo, like, come on, man. Like, it's not, you're not that busy. You're not Michelle Obama. Like, there has to be more than just, you know, a couple, you know what I'm saying, it could have just, she could have just, like, you know, communicated and said, hey, I really don't got that much time, you know what I'm saying, you know what I'm saying, and I would have just been like, all right, cool, like, you know what I'm saying, if I got to see you sparingly.
Well, maybe, I wonder, you know, sometimes at the start of it, people, sometimes at the start of situations, people go in thinking, okay, I'm going to work this out. This is what I want. I'm going to put in the efforts necessary to make it work. And then they get into it and they see what's involved. And then they realize, quote unquote, I don't have time. You know what I mean?
Right.
So maybe she was in a place of, in the beginning, her intentions were good. And then she saw, you know, what, then she realized that maybe she just doesn't have the time.
I don't know. Well, she says she does, or she's like, oh, well, be patient. And I'm like, well, how patient do you want me to be? At some point, I'm like, all right, I have to ask myself as a single man, am I selfish for wanting somebody maybe who doesn't have kids?
No.
Like,
I want to say no, because...
Can I be first at something in my life?
Right. Right.
Like, am I selfish for that?
Right.
Or, like, if I say, like, you know, hey, like, yo, man, it's Friday, it's Saturday, so it's like 3 weekends in a row, you know what I'm saying, it's 7 days in a week, like, Dad, I can't see you 2 days out the week, like, I got to plan for a week in advance. Oh, well, I'm busy in my schedule, and, you know, I don't have the support, da-da-da-da-da, and it's just like, well, it's kind of not my fault.
Right. That's why that's why I'm holding out hope for the 35%, for that other 35% that we spoke of earlier. And I say that because when I say that I want to meet somebody who's never been married, who doesn't have any kids, it's not coming from the perspective of it is coming from the perspective of being selfish. Selfish though in the sense of I want somebody who is as available to me as I am to him. Bottom line, without question.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because pretty much at the drop of a dime, you know, if we want to say, hey, let's take a trip here, I can absolutely go. But if you're dealing with someone who has kids, they don't have that luxury. And that's okay, because you want to be with somebody who's going to take care of their kids. You know, I mean, if you're going to be with somebody with kids and you want to be with somebody who's going to show that they care for the kids and they want to take care of them, in the event that you start a family with this person in the future. So you want to see those traits. However, it is a little bit of a disappointment when, again, that person isn't as available to you as you are to them. So I do think there's selfishness in there, but I think that kind of selfishness is okay, actually.
And then with the baby daddy drama, like, oh, my God. I don't even.
Right.
It's so difficult. It is so difficult dating folks with kids. Listen, if you got kids, man, and you know what's the funniest thing, too? Like, you'll go ahead and you'll talk to somebody with kids, and you'll find women with kids like, well, I don't want a man with kids. You got 4 kids. What the hell are you talking about?
Right.
I don't want a guy with kids, but you got 4.
Right.
You got 5. Like, are you, like, you don't bump your head.
that's true. I've heard that, too. Probably because they know what they're going through, so they don't want to deal with that on both sides.
Listen, man, if you say that you're dating, man, just understand another person's perspective, too, you know what I'm saying? Because if you put yourself out there, you know, people have, like, expectations.
It's true, those expectations. But, you know, once you set expectations on people, you kind of, in some cases, you're setting yourself to get disappointed. But, you know, that may be another conversation.
But that's the part that scares me, because I'm like, are my expectations unreasonable? Is it unreasonable to want to speak with somebody for more than 2 or 3 hours or want to be able to go out on a Saturday night? Oh, I can't. I got work. I can't see you this day because I'm doing this. Oh, I got to do this. I got to do that. I got to do that. I was like, yo, all right, well, bye. I'm single. I'm not about to be in the house all day.
Right.
I'm about to be out here cutting up in these streets, too.
tearing the streets all up.
Cutting these streets all up.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Got to tear the streets up.
I just didn't want to feel like, you know what I'm saying, like I was being totally selfish.
But I kind of, like I said, I did kind of take it all with a grain of salt, but I don't know, man. I'm going to have to kick her butt to the curb. She pulled it through.
I mean, she's just, she is in a different space in her life than you have ever been in. And so it's hard to relate to that because you can't share the same understanding. Neither of you can share the same understanding with each other because you're at a different space. And sometimes you have to, sometimes we have to recognize that it's okay to be in a different space with somebody, but are we, but in being in that different space, does that still mean, or is there still an obligation to move on just because you initiated this situation? And I don't think that's always the case. I think once you recognize that you're in a different space, it's okay to separate yourself because that's not what you, you know, that's just not what you know. That's just not where you are, and that's okay.
Are you dating folks with kids? Are you dating single parents or dating parents?
Currently, I'm not dating right now, but I have dated.
Come on, man. So the lies they tell on WSBT radio. Mess.
I'm not dating right now. Why don't you believe me?
Man, listen.
I'm not dating right now, but I have in the past dated with guys with kids, and you know, some of it is a little bit different. Each situation is a little bit different because, again, too, the age of the children have a lot to do with it too. You know what I mean? I mean, if you have teenagers, then it's not as bad as if you dated someone who has maybe a 4 or 5 year old. You know, 4 or 5 year olds require a lot more attention than a teenager. You know, so that definitely affects the relationship if you're dating someone as well.
Right. Yeah, well, that's the thing. Our son is like, I think he's like 2.5 or 3.
See, that's young. That's new.
Listen, the cool little dude, too. You know what I'm saying? Like, she ain't let me meet him yet, and I think that's cool because it's, you know, it's not like we, you know, too far in. So she's like, you know, hey, I just want to make sure that somebody's going to be around my son. That's, you know, because she don't want to introduce another. And I'm cool with that. I'm so cool with that because I'm looking at it like, I don't know if I like you yet. So to go ahead and throw you like your son in the mix, I'm not necessarily cool with it. So I'm like, all right, you know, hey, a couple of months down the line, you know what I'm saying? But on occasion, like, she'll be around, we'll be talking. And he'll be like, who is that? And she'll be like, that's Mr. Ish. And he'd be like, it's Ish. And I'd be like, G-Money, what's up, Coco Prince? And he'd be like, hey, what's up, what you doing? You know, we'd be talking, busting it up. Cool little dude, man. But I'm just like, yo, man, bump that. If I don't get no attention, this don't work.
Right. I hear you. I definitely hear you. Trust me. Again, you know, when you're in a situation like that, most people don't have the same perspective, so it makes for an interesting relationship, if that.
Yeah, if that. Because this joint getting whacked, man. What is up?
Yeah, man. All right, well, check this out. We are nearing the end of our WSET radio on this Sunday evening. So what we're going to do is we're going to take a little break, and then we're going to come back and do our final song.
Let me see you go back. Let me see you go back. Let me see you come in. Let me see you go back. Let me see you come in. Let me see you go back. Let me see you come in. Yeah. It's Friday, and I'm ready to swing. Pick up my girls and hit the party train tonight. Oh, it's alright. Mm-hmm. So get up and let's just fucking mellow.
All right, we are back. That was Aaliyah with Back and Forth, an oldie but goodie jam on this Sunday night. So we're going to wrap it up in just a minute, but we had a little bit of a kicker story. Some might find this pretty interesting or stupid or crazy or however you choose to describe it. Suge Knight and Cat Williams have both of the gentlemen got sued because they sent a female to beat another female up. Isn't that crazy? Like, how old are these guys into doing this?
You know, it's like,
so,
you're like 40 years old, still having world star moments. Like, come on, dog. Give it up, man. Like, people make mistakes. I'm all with it. Like, but come on, man. Like, you, ugh.
Right. So basically, what happened was, Suge Knight and Cat Williams, they were shooting a video back in September outside of a Beverly Hills studio, and things got heated because Suge thought that the female photographer was taking pictures of his son. And so in his response to that, he lifted his shirt to show his waistband, quote unquote, and he charged at the lady. Yeah, and then he said he has another female to come and basically beat her up. So there is a video that went out about it, and it's just crazy.
Then Cat's girlfriend proceeds to push the woman down, whooping her butt. You know, this lady getting drug all up and down the sidewalk. You know, just stop, man, you know.
Yeah, the lady, the photographer said she suffered a few minor injuries. You said what?
So she want to take a picture, be like, man, just don't take no pictures, and then just like walk away. Like it's not that serious, man.
Right. Like to go get another female to fight a female. The photographer said she did suffer a few minor injuries, but she is suing Suge Knight and Cat Williams for assault. And she's also suing Cat Williams for stealing the camera. And apparently she's also suing Cat Williams for defamation because he told TMZ that she was inappropriately engaged with a child. Isn't that crazy? This just happened like a few days ago.
Right.
Like, really?
Hey, well, you know. Listen, I've been to that court mess one time. They ain't never going to get me back.
I know that's right. I just think you got to choose what you decide to give your energy to, and that situation definitely could have been handled in a whole another manner without the result of lawsuits and apparent stealing of cameras and all that other stuff. It's just
Kat, give her back, man, her little galaxy, man. Give her back her note too. Supposed to be a millionaire. I hear stealing cell phones, dog. Come on, player.
Isn't that crazy?
Black folks. Only us.
Just crazy people in general.
Yeah. You know.
Anyway, I don't know about you, Big Izzy, but these NBA finals about to start in about 9 minutes, so I say we wrap it up over here on WSET Radio so that we can watch these finals, see what's going on, and see what LeBron's going to do, see what Curry's going to do, see who's hungry, see who wants what, and do the damn thing.
Or LeBron about to go get his butt beat.
Did you say LeBron?
Yeah, LeBron.
Okay.
LeBron, LeFlop, whatever. You know, come on, man. Like, you just done switched up and got the Bosley hair club. I mean, like, he done got a full shape up now. Before the corners was gone, now they back. Like, come on, player. Just cut it off and just get it over and done with. Won't stop, man. But anyway, the Splash Brothers is on that butt, man. I'm trying to tell you, man. They're going to whoop that behind, man. All you bandwagon Miami fans that went back and y'all love Cleveland now so much, shout out to y'all.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Cocoa Butter and her, you know, secret dates she be having down there cutting up them ATL streets. Shout out to you.
All of that.
I'm Big Izzy, man. Listen, man, my final tone, man, live, laugh, and love, man. Enjoy your summertime, man. Enjoy your time off with your family.
let's go ahead and let's work and let's do everything we got to can to go ahead and, you know, just enjoy this good weather, man. Stay safe. Man, don't be out there drinking and driving, you know. Just go ahead and really, really stay safe and just enjoy yourself, man. Live, laugh, and love. That's my final tone.
And this is Cool Chick here, and my final tone is Cat Williams. Please give that lady back her camera. She just wants to continue her job as a photographer. NBA Finals, I think I'm going to go ahead and put it out there. I'm definitely going for the Golden State Warriors. I want Stephen Curry to get a ring out this bad boy, and I need to see more of Riley Curry. But also what Big Izzy said, y'all be safe out there. You know, it's the summertime. Be fly, but also be safe. And we will catch y'all next week, WSET Radio.
And that's the final tone.
You're getting stoned to Setting the Tone Radio.
Look, I get it in, I'm a home man. All the ladies say he's lying, they don't really want to leave him alone. I never follow the crowd, I'm setting my own trends. Baby girl, I'm setting the tone.